Keith Peters reporting President Biden is taking executive action to crack down on the number of migrants seeking asylum at the southern border. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With border security a top issue of concern for the American people, the president announced immediate restrictions on migrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. He admitted the border situation is out of control.
This action will help us gain control of our border. Restore order into the process.
Liberal Democrats and immigration advocates are unhappy with the White House plan, while Republicans accuse the president of election year politics. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans are leery of the president's actions on immigration. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says the executive order is a political ploy.
He gave in to the loon wing of his party, and he dissolved the southern border. Now, 5 months before an election, he has to appear to be willing to do something about it.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is running for his Senate seat, this time as an independent. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Menendez is embroiled in a corruption scandal and faces numerous charges after prosecutors said he and his wife accepted payment in exchange for influence. The senator said in March he would not run to retain his seat as a Democrat. Now referring to himself as an independent Democrat, Menendez hopes to win re-election based on his track record since entering the Senate in 2006. He writes in a post on X, "Simply put, I have delivered for New Jersey and will continue to do so." Bob Agnew reporting.
A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 140 points, the NASDAQ rose 28, the S&P 500 advanced 8. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham doesn't like the verdict in the Trump trial.
Reacting to the conviction of the former president in a New York City courtroom, the popular evangelist is urging Americans to pray for their country. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "What we saw today has never happened before, and I think for the majority of people, it raises questions about whether our legal system can be trusted. Our country is at a crossroads. Pray that we will be one nation under God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel LGBT staff or children because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on the religious convictions of the prospective staffer. International Christian Coalition is sounding an alarm. This is SRN News. House Republicans on Monday advanced legislation designed to punish the International Criminal Court after its top prosecutor recommended war crimes charges against Israel.
The House Rules Committee voted 9-3 to send to the floor the legislation slapping sanctions on ICC officials. Full House is poised to pass the bill later this week and send it to the Senate, where it's expected to be ignored by the Democratic leaders who control the other chamber. The bill was designed to be bipartisan, as congressional leaders in both parties have sought to demonstrate Washington's support for Israel in the wake of Hamas's October 7th terrorist attacks. The White House, however, threw a wrench in those plans last week, announcing that the administration is not in favor of sanctioning the global court. The bill is expected to clear the House easily, with support from virtually all Republicans as well as several staunch pro-Israel Democrats. But because the White House rejected the plan, most Democrats are expected to vote against the measure when it hits the floor later in the week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.